Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Man, God has just been really moving powerfully. I don't know if you heard about it or not, but you did. I remember we were talking about it, where this Christian German couple with their family came to America for asylum. And the courts just voted and denies, the U.S. court denies their asylum for homeschool. Remember, listen up, CBN News. We'll talk about it.
News Channel, I'm Charlene Israel.
And I'm Ephraim Graham. A German homeschooling family is denied asylum in the U.S. In Germany, parents who homeschool are hounded, persecuted, fined, and sometimes jailed. But the Obama administration says that is not enough reason to grant political asylum to a German homeschooling family in Tennessee. Now a U.S. circuit court has denied their appeal. Dale Hurd has the story.
The appeals court upheld the Obama administration's refusal of asylum to the Romaika family. The Romaikas fled Germany in 2008 facing criminal prosecution for homeschooling. They live in Tennessee. In 2010, they were granted political asylum by an immigration judge. But that decision was overturned by the Board of Immigration Appeals last year. And Tuesday, the three-judge panel of the Sixth Circuit issued a unanimous decision against the family. Uwe and Hannelore Romaika began homeschooling in Germany because they didn't want their children exposed to things like witchcraft and graphic sex education that are taught in German schools.
Also, there were stories where they were encouraged to ask the devil for help instead of God, and actually the devil would help.
We found out what is in the textbooks. It's exactly the opposite from what the Bible tells us and teaches us, and we wanted to protect them.
While the appeals court acknowledged that the U.S. Constitution recognizes the rights of parents to homeschool, it refused to grant that what German homeschoolers face amounts to persecution deserving of asylum. Michael Ferris of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, which represented the Romaikas, said, "We believe the Sixth Circuit is wrong and we will appeal their decision. The next step is the U.S. Supreme Court." The Romaikas told CBN News they're disappointed, but said God is in control. They know what they face in Germany if they're deported.
First, they would fine us with increasingly high fines, and they would threaten us to take away custody. There might be jail time too, but the main threat, I think, is the aspect of custody, because then, of course, the children are taken away from you completely, and I mean, that's what no family wants, right?
Dale Hurd, CBN News.
It's amazing because what we offer is asylum for religious persecution, and they're being persecuted because of their faith in God and not wanting all this witchcraft,
filth,
and all that taught to their, and even calling out for the devil.
That's crazy.
You know, and asking them for help, and he helps. And the thing about it is, if they lose, if they let this case stand, where we talked about this, let the decision stand with this abortion situation that's murder, now they have to fend with this decision that's out there, you know.
That's presidents, right?
Yes, exactly. And so this thing's going to the Supreme Court. And so in the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is... it's good.
Yeah.
It's actually good because they are going to decide constitutionally as the world watches, America watches, you know, what they're going to do.
That's right.
And if they start saying that, of course, we're finding out right now, and I don't want to talk too many details about what's going on right now with, just only want to give it play on the air.
Yeah.
But a lot of darkness is going on. And it's being exposed. Justice is raining down.
Awesome.
Yes, it is.
Justice is raining down. I encourage you to cry for justice. If you have not heard on VFN TV and watched on VFN TV at VFNTV.com, no one cries for justice. You got to position yourself at the cross of Christ so you can begin to cry out for justice. Because if you wait too late, you're bait.
Right.
You know, it is like, oh, I'll just cry out down the road when it gets so close. And this is what we're told in the Word of God. If you wait too late, you'll be bait. Right now we have America, this great experiment, this great blessing that has this freedom, and we're finding out how significant the freedom is, because it's like the last bastion of hope that's against darkness in regards to having this kind of freedom that allows us to do what we're presently doing. And the world is talking to Americans going, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, right. Do you want to be like this?
Don't lose it. Don't lose it.
Yeah. And so they're telling, which means they're going to have to go back to Germany.
Wow.
They don't qualify or go through the normal process of becoming citizens or whatever.
Right.
And, but of course, that's why it's on appeal. They would stay. But if they go back, they're going to take their kids. They came in the middle of the night and took their kids while they were sleeping.
Wow.
The school, so the government.
The school, for not going to school, you can lose your children.
In America, you're trying to take your kids to the school. Like, stay here. No, I'm not going to go to school. They're actually taking the kids and away from the parents in the middle of the night, fighting for the kids.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. That's the future of darkness, because if we do not stand up, and we're not going to win this thing by trying to fight it in your own strength.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to win it by repenting. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I'll hear from heaven and heal the land. That's how it's going to happen with humility.
That alone, I mean, should get us to appreciate our Constitution when a country like Germany can say, we demand that your children come to this school. We're going to teach them whatever we want to teach them,
right?
Whether it's witchcraft,
right,
calling out to the devil, sexually graphic material.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't bring them here, we're going to take them kids away from you.
And force them to receive all this darkness into their spirit.
All right.
Is that so? I mean, it just makes you shake your head and say, my goodness.
Well, it helps you realize how blessed how blessed we've been, and what tragedy awaits us if we stay this paganistic culture.
That's right.
If we stay that way. If you have not also watched on VFN TV, this generation, don't give up on a pagan generation that realize that what's happening is not, you know, it's unfair to go, I'm just shocked. You know, it's just shocked. Like it never happened before. I mean, it's happened continually with men and mankind, that we have a tendency, a next generation has a tendency to turn away from God. But we can teach them about the ways of God and share with them, and God will work with us, confirming that he wants them to be in his kingdom and to walk rightly before him. It's called going into all the world.
Yeah. Right. And interesting, the book of Deuteronomy, it's filled with the words, remember.
Remember.
Remember. Remember. Yeah. Remember. Remember. It's so important.
Yeah.
There are monuments everywhere, because that's why we celebrate testimonies and we put things up on our walls and of what God has done, and we teach them to the children so that they can continue to see God working. We don't live an independent walk with God.
Right.
And we don't shield our children of everything the Lord has done.
Right.
And we want to include them and share with them so that they can see God firsthand.
Right.
And what a testimony that a child can say by the age of 12 or 13, oh, I've seen God do this and this and this.
Yes.
And my parents, and when that happened, you know, there's a reservoir of the glory of God, of the testimonies of God, the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue to go further because there's a double portion anointing. They've seen God move, and now they can believe for bigger things because they've seen what God's done in our life.
You think it's a trap. Now you can see the travesty of a parent, not a supposedly Christian parent, not training their children up in the ways of God.
Yeah, absolutely.
As Ephesians tells us to do. Because now it's like, who were you depending on to tell them about? Did you not know this God you professed to follow that you couldn't even share?
Mm.
You know, the thing is like, hey, maybe as a parent, you need to get saved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Give yourself a break. Jump off this religious cycle and just say, you know, if I haven't been loving people and I haven't been telling people about him, and I'm looking for some doctor in religion to be able to treat my children with religion so they're treated, you know, to send them somewhere to learn about God, then how come I should have my own personal experience in God? I need to get saved. And this is a huge break you're giving yourself. You're like, oh, I'm going to get off this religious work cycle thing. I'm not going to meet this God who loves me and receive his forgiveness, and I'm going to abide with him. And you could find out how to do that at iabide.org. And I'm going to begin to have this experience, and I'm going to share all that with my family. I'm going to share my life with my kids, and they're going to be hungry for this God, and I'm going to lead them to this awesome God.
Yeah.
Or you can stay on the religious treadmill and just trying to say, you are when there's no fruit in your life. So you have to find somebody else that has fruit that you can take, that your kids eat from that tree.
Yeah.
Because you don't have any fruit.
Right. How many times have we seen that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Can you talk to my child? Can you? It's like, right. No. You talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't bring him to this person or that person. You share with them.
Yeah, and you know you. And it's like, well, you know, what do we come to at this point that we need to tell the particular parent, you might not know God.
Yeah.
You might not know him. Yeah. You know, everybody in America, you know, I know you had an experience that you knocked on doors. So there's one time and talked to everybody, and everybody you talked to practically said they're Christian, right?
That's right. That's right. Cutting up, acting like that, you know, just, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Just, I don't want to call things out. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like crazy.
322 Gamora Drive.
Yeah, exactly. And the sad thing is that people talk about, you know, like it's no big deal. Like, you know, like everyone's in a better place. Yeah. And, you know, it's it's the American, you know, Chevy Pie baseball. And I got Jesus. And it's like, no.
Chevy Pie? No. What's Chevy Pie?
I don't know.
Did I say Chevy Pie? Or Chevrolet. Chevrolet. Apple Pie. Apple Pie.
Chevy Pie.
Well, you know, wait a
minute. That's like text messaging for the American way. Chevy Pie.
We CP. Just coined something on VFN Radio. Now, Chevrolet, I will want a, you know, residual off of that.
Chevy I don't want pie. A Chevrolet, though.
No.
You're right.
No.
I've seen the commercial.
But if you have a Chevrolet, you know, you're our friend, too. You know,
right. Just step out of the truck. Show us your hands. The future, though, of what's happening in darkness, and understand every other way other than Jesus Christ is considered a thief and a robber. So it doesn't matter what religious tag is on your bumper sticker. Mm-hmm. It's the cross part of your bumper sticker that's the right part. It's through Jesus Christ.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.